In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today, the fourth day, the fourth Sunday, in the first month of the Coptic calendar. And we see the last week it was for Zacchaeus, and the last week, and this week we are talking about the sinful woman. It seems like the church tried to start the new year with something different about the repentance. And I wanted to read with you, when we read the gospel, we have to know what is the circumstances, what happened exactly during our reading. We have to live with Jesus Christ to know exactly what happened. First of all, St. Luke tried to explain to us it was the beginning of the ministry of Jesus Christ. And he was walking and someone named Simon, he invited him. By the way, Simon, he invited already Jesus Christ, but for sure there is something wrong with him. Because it seems like Jesus Christ said, even you didn't give me a kiss, you didn't wash my feet, and there is a problem. There's something missing here with Simon. However, he invited already Jesus Christ to his home. But still he has a doubt. He has a doubt. He has something wrong in his heart toward Jesus Christ. He is a prophet or not? He is a Messiah or not? And this is for Simon. He invited already Jesus Christ. Hospitality. And it seems from outside, it seems, oh wow, it's good. Amazing. Someone invited Jesus Christ at his home and all the people, and he invited also another people at his home. And you look, it feels like he's a very good man. But God is Jesus Christ, he was looking to the heart, not to outside. That's why he knows. He knows that he needs some proof from Jesus Christ that he is Jesus Christ. What happened else? There's a lot of people, very good people inside the home with Simon, with Jesus Christ. And suddenly, a woman with very bad reputation, all the people know her. And she entered to the house and she was coming to beside Jesus Christ in first. And finally, she decided to not only to stay beside Jesus Christ, no, to fall and to go to his feet and wipe and tea with tears. And she cleaned his feet with the tears and this oil all fragrant. And Simon was sad, like, what this woman doing? How one like Jesus Christ, for sure he is not Jesus Christ, because he has to know that this woman has a very bad reputation. Who is this woman? And how she could to come to my house here? And how is Jesus Christ, he will know very well that this woman is very bad. And Jesus Christ said to Simon, you know what? He said a verse. It seems like he said that he has a lot of sin, I will give him more love. I will give him more love. But it seems not. Jesus Christ said, if you have really a lot of sin, but you have the desire to repent, I will show you more love. I will go more deep to this woman. I will go more deep with this woman and go back before she came to Jesus Christ. And she was walking outside. And she has the alabaster. She has this oil with her in her hand. And what happened? She was walking and she was thinking, I am a sinner and I wanted to go to Jesus Christ. I heard about him. I know that he loves everybody. And I know very well that maybe he will accept me and he will forgive me. But finally, she has another thought. Oh, but what I will do? Maybe he is not accepting me. Maybe he will refuse me and he said that, no, you are not accepted. You are a sin. You have a sin. You are a sinner. You are a sinful woman. What about the other people? What about the other people? How they will see me? They will accuse me. How I can go and all the people arise around me and they will see, no, you are not allowed to go inside this house. You are a sinful woman. I will compare between what she was thinking and what we are doing. Sometimes we are not accepting the people at church because they are sinners. And we are accused the people. Whatever what you wear and how you come to the church like that. And we are accused the people in the church. You are not allowed to go to the church. You are not allowed to come here. And maybe not by words, maybe by eyes. I accuse the people by eyes. And we are looking outside, we're not looking to the heart. And maybe I am a sinner and I wanted to come to the church and then I wanted to repent. Why you accuse me? Let God who judge the people, not me. Again, let God who judge the people judge the people, not me. And then she was thinking, I will go. And maybe he will accept me and he will not refuse me. But I wanted to tell him something very, very important. I will show him the love. I wanted to show Jesus Christ that I love him from my deep heart. And now, I'm asking myself, how I show God that I love him. And I have to ask myself again, in the morning and midday and by the end of the day, during the day, how I show God that I love him. She has in her heart a lot of things. She loves God a lot, and she wanted to show him that really I love you. She had a lot of money. She had a lot of money. What I can do? What I can do? How I can show him my love? Then she went to a shop, and she bought this alabaster, and it's very, 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 very expensive, 300 dinar. And then she said, I wanted to give to Jesus Christ. I will broke this alabaster on his, and she was thinking in first, on his head. And one of the fathers said, she was thinking really in the beginning, because it's usually when someone come to someone, we want to broke, for example, the fragrance, this fragrance, whatever, she wanted to, or the oil, she wanted to broke on, she has to do that on his head. Then she, from her heart, she wanted to show Jesus Christ how she loved him. How she loved him. But what happened? Just as she arrived, she bought khalas, she wanted to show him the love. Just she arrived, she was scared a little bit because there were a lot of people looking to her. And then she was beside him. She was very, very close to him in first. And after that, she couldn't. She felt that there is more love than showing her love to Jesus Christ. She felt that the love of Christ is more than her love. That's why she couldn't endure that and she couldn't support. And she fell on his feet and she broke the fragment. That I have to go more close to God to see his love and to feel his love. In first, she was like, yeah, I love God a lot and I will show him that my love is very, 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 very big. I love you, God. And finally, she found what? The love of Christ is more than her love, is infinity. And she fell on his feet. And she was weeping. And she broke the fragrance on his feet. And she, with tears, can imagine, with tears, she cleaned and she washed the feet of Christ by her hair. She has two things very expensive for her. Number one, the money. And she gave it to Christ. This is a one-of-kind, like, I love you. And another thing, she gave it to Christ. The tears. The tears to the God who gathered all the water in the beginning, who created the world. By her tears and her hair, she washed his feet. And Jesus Christ would, I think I wanted to also to go more close to Christ and to see how he was looking to this woman. By the way, this oil named the myrrh, the fragrant and the alabaster, this alabaster, like this, a myrrh. What is a myrrh? In Hebrew, it means mourning and tears. And also they use this oil to relieve the pain. Then from the repentance to the love. At some point when I'm going, it's something bother me in my heart that I'm doing a sin and I know very well I'm not worthy to come to the church and to take the communion. Something bother me. I'm not pure in my heart. And it's so hard to come to the church and so hard and difficult, more difficult to come to the church, to my Father of confession and say, I am a sinner and something bothers me. It's too hard, too difficult on me. It's a mirror. I can't, it's too hard. But after that, after I finish my repentance and confession, I finish this part, it's a relief of pain. I finish, I clean myself. I think that you can imagine that this woman, she, by her tears and her hair, she wore the feet of Christ as if she is cleaning, as if she is cleaning her sin. You can imagine that. That's why we have to learn from this woman, like few points we will take it to learn. By the way, in this, what happened, this story what happened, St. Luke, this is what we read, St. John and St. Mark too, they already wrote already this what happened with this woman. And some of them, they said she is Mary from Bethany, and some others, they said the sister of Lazarus, Mary. But there is many things different. But what we have to learn from this woman today. Now, please, when we read the gospel, you have to live inside and to read between the lines. There's a lot of things. Live. Don't read, for example, yeah, this is a sinful woman and she went to Jesus Christ and she had alabaster and she broke it and that finished. No, we have to live. You have to think what she was thinking. She was thinking when she was walking to Jesus Christ. What about Simon? What about Jesus Christ? Then what we have to learn? She didn't just desire to worship. She wanted to go to Christ. No, not only a desire. She needed to worship. The difference between desire only and need, a desire is good. I have a desire to come to the church. I have a desire to be with God. But actually, I need that. For example, I desire to drink water. I'm 30. No, I need water. Without water, I can't live. Without water, I can't live. It's different between desire only and stop at this, and the level of desire and another level, which is I need it. And this is I need. And she was thinking, yeah, she had a desire, but she transformed this desire to be a need. And she went to Christ. And she was close to him. That's why we have to always like that. If you have a desire to pray, make it transform this desire to be a fact, because we need to pray. We need Christ with us. Number two, she was connected to Jesus Christ a way that could only be growing spiritually. How? You can imagine that when she entered to the house and she was seeing Christ inside, there's a lot of people. You can imagine I opened the door of the house and I entered to the house, and inside this house I found Jesus Christ, but there is a lot of people, maybe tenth of people inside, and finally they know very well that I'm a sinful woman. And she knows also that they will accuse her. And they will said also, Simon, she knows very well that he will accuse her too. Maybe she will tell her, go outside. But she didn't look to all of that. She has her eyes only focused on Christ. When you come to the church, focus only on the Christ. Don't look around you. Don't look, oh, I have my friends. Oh, no, what she's wearing. Oh, I have Abuna Amal. Oh, the deacons. No. When you come to that church, if you wanted to grow spiritually, if you wanted to receive really from Christ, you have to look only and focus your eyes on Christ. And not only at church. Not only at church. Outside. If your eyes focus on Christ, you are walking in the right way. You are walking in the right way. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, 14, 16. But people who aren't spiritually can't receive this truth from God's Spirit. Spiritual. If I'm not a spiritual man, I can't receive anything. I can't know God. And as St. Augustine said, if you want to really to know God, you have to go more, to know more God. You have to search for God. And God will reveal himself to you. then how I know God? I'm not a spiritual man or a woman. I'm not living with him spiritually. Then he said, it all sounds foolish to them and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Again, for only those, this is Saint Paul said, for only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things. It's clear. If we are living our life like that, earthly life, we are not thinking about God, we are not as spiritually, as he said, this is the gospel. This is our Bible. St. Paul said, if you are not spiritual, then it all sounds foolish to them and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. How I can listen to God? The problem that a lot of people come to me, I can't hear the voice of God. Because we are not living spiritually with God. It's different. I have a different language than Christ. I have a different language than God language. He is talking to me all the day. However, he is really talking to me all the day. Every second he is talking to me, but I can't recognize his voice. I can't. I don't know what you are saying. Yes. I can't hear his voice. I'm not spiritually live with him. Number two, what we have to learn. Number one, I have to not to desire. No, this is need. As she needs to go to Christ, then it's not only a desire. Because sometimes, like, yeah, I have a desire to go to the church. I have a desire to pray. I have a desire to take the communion. But what after the desire? It's only desire. We stop at the desire? No, it's need. As I said before, number two, she was connected to Christ. She entered to the house and she was looking to his eyes. And that's why she was looking with a spiritual eye. And she recognized that she doesn't care about all this around her. And she was looking only to Christ. And that's why he filled her by the love. And also spiritually, she was very, very high at that moment because she was close to him. If you wanted to fill yourself spiritually, go more close to him. Go to your room and close the door and sit down with him. 5 minutes, it's not enough because you can't receive in 5 minutes anything. 10 minutes, it's not enough. And after that, I go to God. I said, like, you know what? I give to you like 10 minutes in my day, 15 minutes in my day, and that's it. This is your time. Thank you so much. And I have 24 hours minus 10 minutes for me. And Christ said, I wanted to talk to you. No, I have no time to listen. If there is a problem, an issue, and I wanted to listen to God's voice, hey, where are you? I can't hear you. I can't listen. I was trying to call you a lot. And God said, I was talking to you every time, but you change your language. You change your language, not me. This is Christ said. Number three, she fulfilled the first commandment. What the first commandment? What is that? She said, in Matthew 6:21, wherever your tears is, there is a desire of your heart will also be. And she, as I said before, she tries to show God her love, but finally God showed her that he loves her more than she loves him. We love God. This is in 1st Epistle of John 4:19. We have to know this verse. We love God because he first loved us. Again, 1st Epistle of John 4:19. 1st Epistle of John 4:19. We love God because he first loved us. I'm not loving God because I have to. No, he loved me more before. He came for me and he was on the cross before that because he loved me more. That's why I'm not showing him the love. No, I'm answering his question. I'm answering like he's calling to me. He said, I love you. And finally I said, yeah, I love you too. I'm not saying to him, I love you. And then he replied, I love you. No. He's first the one who said, I love you. Then I reply, whatever the time I reply, this is a problem. Every time you go to your room and to pray, remember that you show Christ that you love him. Then if I wanted to measure your love, I have to measure the time that you sit down with him and to pray for him. In Matthew 22:37-38, Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart. This is what we said the week before. All your soul, all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Love the Lord from your heart, all your heart, your soul, and your mind. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Finally, she wasn't afraid. What we have to learn from, first point we have to learn from this woman, the sinful woman. In 1 John 4:18, perfect love casts out all fear. 1st Epistle of John 4:18, he said, perfect love casts out all the fear. I don't know why I have to be scared. Afraid from what? From the future? From the job? From whatever I have no money? Whatever I have a problem, whatever I have an issue about my kids? Why I have to be afraid? Perfect love casts out all fear. Then when I love God really, really, I have no fear in my heart. Remember also this verse, perfect love casts out all fear. She wasn't afraid from anything. She knows very well that when I will go inside, a lot of people will judge me. I don't care. Don't be afraid from your life. Don't be afraid about the future. We are in his great hand. The Lord, the Almighty, the Pantocrator. Remember all these words. The Almighty, the Lord, the Pantocrator, when you are afraid. And also, you have to remember that he is doing everything good for me. I have to be afraid. That's why we are looking when we go, for example, in Egypt more, go to the monastery. We are looking to, and we are looking and seeking to see, for example, the monks there, and especially for the hermits. Why? They have the peace inside their heart. And why they have the peace? Because only they are close to God and they have nothing to afraid about. And maybe also not only because maybe are celibate, because they are alone, because they are lucky, have nothing. But we have a lot of issues here and kids, and we have a problem, and we have mortgage, and we have money we have to pay, and we have everything. Okay, you are talking about monks, you are talking about the people who are already celibate, and they are alone in the mountains. What about us? Maybe someone will say that. Okay. We have here between us and among all these people here in Ottawa, and I'm not talking about anywhere since. Sometimes, me as a priest, I go to some people and sit down with them only because I feel that they are close to God. They give me the peace. They give me the peace to my heart. I feel that they are more close to God. Again, I'm saying between you and among all these people here in Ottawa, they are saints. And why I'm not sent? I wanted to be like them. I wanted to be more close to God. I wanted to pray more. I wanted to live with Him. I wanted to feel that I can't afraid. I don't care about anything. I have to have a peace inside my heart. And remember, if a time, any time you are afraid, remember that God is not in your heart now. Then pray. If you are afraid anytime, or you are scared from anything, at this moment, pray, because God is not in your heart. For example, say Jesus Christ prayer. Or pray the Psalms from the Agbaya. Remember all of that. God give us today to be close more to Him and give us the peace inside our heart and to be like the sinful woman, that she has courage to come to Him and to tell Him, you know what, I have a lot of issues in my life. Even she didn't talk, but He knows everything about her. And finally, He said, go in peace, I forgive you. And He said, go in peace. I forgive you. I hope to hear these words from my Lord Jesus Christ. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Choice and nephthirente theonto cos mareans mavem bensotirente fcanen novi. Jefes maronten jefiot nemem shirinem bieb neuma enso. Tetereien sinji ke volten onste monste tionans. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light, fly, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day He rose from it, according to Scriptures, ascending into the heavens, He sits right at the hand of His Father, and He is coming again, His glory, to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who was the Father and Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We long for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Schlingere Flogis von Es muere Pasi
Et obne Mainti
which in the world through the enemy of the devil you have destroyed by the lame giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace by with the word of angel glorify you saying glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace on the holy apostolic gifts.
Lord, amen.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. From all blemish, all God, all hypocrisy, all malice and the remembrance and with evil intelling death. And make us all worthy, our master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling under condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy on us. Offer, Lord, send us tremble towards the east, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy of peace and sacrifice of praise.
The Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Where are your hearts?
We have them with the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is me.
Oh, سألني صغار خنوم اسمي عكسي كاسي كاسي. Oh, you who are master Lord God of truth, being before the ages and reigning forever, who dwelt in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers. You are Hiram who stand the Sharon. Oh, 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 beam full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings praising continuously without ceasing.
Let us attend
the cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, holy, قدوس بالحقيقة أيها الرب إلهنا الذي جبلنا وخلقنا وضعنا في فردوس النعيم. وعندما خلفنا وصيتك بغواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم. فلم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء، بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين، وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وظلال
الموت بابنك الوحيد الجنس ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح، هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديس مريم. تجسد وتأنى وعلمنا طرق الخلاص، وأنعم علينا بميلاد الذي من فوق بواسطة الماء والروح، وجعلنا له شعبا مجتمعا، وصيرنا أطهارا بروحك القدوس. هذا الذي أحب خصاته الذين في العالم، بذل ذاته فداء عنا إلى الموت الذي تملك علينا. هذا الموت الذي كنا ممسكين به مبعين من قبل خطايانا، نزل إلى الجحيم من قبل الصليب. وقام من بين الأموات وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب، ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يأتي فيه لأدين المسكونة بالعدل، ويعطي ويجازي ويكافئ كل واحد فواحد كحسب أعماله.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
ووضع لنا هذا السر العظيم، سر التقوى، لأنه فيهم هو راسم أن يسلم نفسه للموت عن حياة العالم. أخذ خبزا على يديه الطاهرتين اللتين بلا عيب ولا دنس الطباويتين المحييتين. ونظر إلى فوق نحو السماء، إليك يا الله أباه وسيد كل أحد، وشكر وباركه
and we glory.
قسمه وأعطاه لخواصه التلاميذ والرسل المكرمين قائلا: خذوا كلوا منه كلكم، لأن هذا هو جسدي، جسدي الذي يقسم عنكم وعن كثيرين، يعطى لمغفرة الخطايا، هذا اصنعوه لذكري. وهكذا الكاس بعد أن أكلوا مزجها من عصير الكرمة والماء وشكرا.
آمين.
وباركها.
آمين.
وقدسها. التلاميذ والرسل المكرمين قائلا: خذوا واشربوا منها كلكم، لأن هذا هو دمي، دمي الذي للعهد الجديد، الذي يسفك عنكم وعن كثيرين، يعطى لمغفرة الخطايا، هذا اصنعوه لذكري.
هذا هو أيضا بالحقيقة. آمين.
لأن كل مرة تأكلون منها الخبز وتشربون من هذه الكاس تبشرون بموتي وتعترفون بقيامتي وتذكروني إلى إن
آمين. 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 تون صنة سكرية قطن جيلو من كنت ناجيا صنة سطنسي
نصنع ذكر آلامه المقدسة وقيامته من الأموات وصعوده إلى السماوات وجلوس عن يمينك أيها الآب، وظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا، نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
وهذا الخبز يجعله جسدا مقدسا له، وهذه الكاس دما كريما للعهد الجديد الذي له،
وأيضا
يعطى عنا خلاصا، يعطى لغفران الخطايا وحياة أبدية لمن يتناول منه.
من كيريا ليسون كيريا ليسون كيريا
over to our mother to partake of your holy and to perfection of our soul, our body, and our spirit, that we may become one body and one spirit, and may have a share and an inheritance with all the saints who have blessed you in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
For the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
These which you have acquired unto yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Baba Amba Tawadruzasa.
Bishop of the Great City of Alexandria and for Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who are identifying the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Hegemon priests and deacons.
Pray for the Hegemon priests, deacons, sub-deacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us.
Have mercy upon us. Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place, which is yours, and on every place, and on every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the city of ours, and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell therein in God faith, richly accord, O Lord, the air of heaven, the fruit of the earth, the waters of the river, the sea, the herd, and the plant of the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the air and the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds during the plants of the field. Thy Christ, our God, bless them, bring them to perfection, peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Let them to their measure according to your grace give joy to the face of the earth, made for it be abundantly watered, and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as deem fit. Let the crown of the ear with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food, and you see them deal with us according to your goodness. O you who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything always, may abide in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have run unto these gifts, those on high be of the end be brought, and those by whom the end be brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
Command of your only begotten Son, and we share the commemoration of your saints. Raise the accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have been in the beginning, our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessor, and all the Spirit, all the righteous who consummate in the faith, most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John, the Fervent Baptist, the Martyr, the Steve, the Pro Martyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark, the Evangelist, the apostle and the martyr, the patriarch and the virtuous discourse and the son of the apostolic Saint Peter, the holy martyr and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Logian, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 318 siblings of Nicaea, the 150 Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous father, the great of Antony, the righteous Abba Paul, the three sons of Macari, and all their children, the cross-bearers. Our father, Abba John, the Higumen, our righteous father, Abba Pisho, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior. And Baba Vakirelos Pimasuan Arshiziakon Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your sins, through whose prayers and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Lord, repose on them. Amen.
Those, O Lord, and everyone whose name we have mentioned, and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our mind, and those who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ, graciously, O Lord, remember us all. Of your servant, the Metropolitan, and Babi Shoy, and all from the layman people, Aziz, Milad, Maryam, Yosef, Samir, Ibrahim, Abu Gabal, raise the old Lord upon all their soul in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in a green pasture by the water of rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sons.
Lord, have mercy.
Those, O Lord, soul you have taken, repose them in the paradise of joy. in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end. As it was,
shall be.
So also in all things your great and holy name be glorified. Blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Ketob nevman tin so.
وأيضا فلنشكر الله ضابط الكل أبا ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح لأنه جعلنا أهلا الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا وعيوننا وقلوبنا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه القدوس. هو أيضا فلنسأل أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة وصعود أسراره الإلهية غير الميتة. الجسد المقدس
نسجد لجسدك
كل الرب إلهنا
آمين آمين بروسف أكساست
يا رب
إلهنا العظيم الأبدي والمتعجب منه بالمجد حافظ عهده ورحمته للذين يحبونه بكل قلبهم الذي أعطانا الخلاص من خطايانا بابنه الوحيد الجنس يسوع المسيح ربنا حياة كل أحد
كيرياليسون يا
المحتجين إليه ورجاء الذين يصرخون نحوه الذي يقف أمامه ألوف ألوف وربوات ربوات الملائكة ورؤساء الملائكة المقدسين الشاروبيم والسيرافيم وكل الجمع غير المحصى الذي للقوات السمائية قدس هذه القرابين الموضوعة بحلول روحك القدس عليها وطهرتها طهرنا نحن أيضا يا سيدنا من خطايانا الخفية والظاهرة وكل فكر لا يرضي صلاحك يا الله محب البشر فال يبعد عنا
كريالايسون يا رب ارحم
طهر نفوسنا واجسادنا وارواحنا وقلوبنا وعيوننا وافهامنا وأفكارنا ونياتنا لكي بقلب طاهر ونفس مستنيرة وجه غير مغزي وإيمان بلا رياء ومحبة كاملة ورجاء ثابت نيسر بدلة بغير خوف أن نطلب إليك يا الله الآب القدوس الذي في السماوات ونقول أبانا الذي
في السماوات يتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي للغد أعطنا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا للمذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد أمين إن بخريستو
شو سننجي صوتي زمويرو
صوتي شامين كتنا مارس شامين كتنا مارس شامين
مين كريالي صون كريالي صون كريالي
قدسات للقديسين طاجية صجيس فلوغيثوس كيريوس إيسوس خريستوس Ιωσίου Άγιας Μουσίπνου Μάγιον Αμήν.
Ίσο Παναγιος Πέτυρ, Ίσο Παναγιος Υιός, εν το Παναγιον Επνεύμα.
جسد مقدس ودم كريم حقيقي ليسوع المسيح ابن إلهنا آمين.
آمين.
أجيون تيميون صوما كيما ليسنون إيسو خريستو تويوتو ثيو Amen. Amen. Jesed, ودم إمانويل إلهنا هذا وبالحقيقة. أعترف أن النفس الأخير نهذا والجسد المحيي الذي أخذه ابنك الواحد ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح من سيدتنا وملكتنا كلنا والدة الإله القديسة الطاهرة مريم وجعل واحدا مع لاهوت بغير اختلاط ولا امتزاج ولا تغيير واعترف الاعتراف الحسن أمام بيلاطس البنطي بذله عنا على خشبة الصليب المقدسة بإرادته وحده عنا كلنا بالحقيقة من أن لاهوت ولم يفارقنا صوته لحظة واحدة ولا طرفة عينين يعطى عنا خلاصا وغفرانا للخطايا وحياة أبدية لمن يتناول منه أؤمن 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 أن هذا وبالحقيقة أمين
أمين أمين أمين أؤمن 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 أن هذا هو بالحقيقة أمين اطلبوا عنا وعن كل المسيحيين الذين قالوا لنا من أجلهم أن نذكرهم في بيت الرب سلام ومحبة يسوع المسيح معكم رتلوا بنشيد الليلويا صلوا من أجل التناول باستحقاق من الأسرار المقدسة الطاهرة السمائية يا رب ارحم
Zoksan sin kereye, zoksan sin Yeah. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise him with psalm 3 and harp. Praise him with timbrel and chorus. Strings and organs, praise him with blithe and sounding cymbals, praise him upon the cymbals of joy, let everything that has breath, breath the name of the Lord, our God, alleluia. As oxen betrique you, king ibn Monti, Shirim, if not, so temer on
Okay.
Night of the last supper, night of the last supper, Jesus took bread and broke and said, "It my body," and said, "It my body." Our Master, our Savior, give us now. Bread of life coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above. Night when my Lord suffered,
night when
my Lord suffered, he took wine and gave thanks and said, "This is my blood," and said, "This is my blood." Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love. He is the bread of life coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above. This is the food of soul, is offered to us all, and the blood is given to help me lest I fall, to help me lest I fall.
Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love. He is the bread of life coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above. This is the groom's supper, is given to his bride, promising eternal life up in the paradise, up in the paradise. Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love. He is the bread of life coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above. Jesus, you are my hope, forgive my sins, O Lord. Wash me and clean my soul, put on me a new
heaven.
fills all my heart. The devil has no part, and through his sacrament he gave me a new start. He gave me a new start. Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love. Give the bread of life coming from heaven above. Coming from heaven above. Coming from heaven above. Jesus, to you I pray, to lead me in your way. Bless me and help me obey all what the Bible says, all what the Bible says. Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love, give the bread of life coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above. Christ offered for my sake, his mercy is so great. My sins Jesus forgave, and a new life he gave. And a new life he gave. Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love. He is the bread of life coming from heaven above. Coming from heaven above. Coming from heaven above. My heart is filled with joy, and my spirit rejoices. With God I have union, when I take communion, when I take communion. Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love. Is the bread of life coming from heaven above? Coming from heaven above. Coming from heaven above. With thorn and bay crowned you, a drink of myrrh they gave you. With the spear they pierced you, O my beloved Lord, O my beloved Lord. Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love. He is the bread of life coming from heaven above. Coming from heaven above. Coming from heaven above. O my wounded Master, when you gave up your soul, the women bore you mourn. O my beloved Lord, O my beloved Lord. Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love. He is the bread of life coming from heaven above. Coming from heaven above.
Coming from heaven above.
They took him to the garden. They wrapped him in linen. O keeper of the garden, where have they laid him? Where have they laid him? Our Master, our Savior, give us the wine of love.
coming from heaven above.
اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين ان نقول بشكر ابانا الذي في السماوات تقدس اسمك لياتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الارض خبزنا الذي الغد اعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا
كما نغفر نحن ايضا للمذنبين الينا
ولا تدخلنا في تجربه
لكن نجنا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لان لك الملك والقوة والمجد الى الابد امين.
والان محبه الله الاب نعمه الابن الوحيد ربنا والهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح شركه موهبه عطيه الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. امضوا بالسلام والسلام الله يكون معاكم
ومع روحك ايضا. For 2 minutes can we sit down please. Number one, I want to send to you the greet from His Holiness Pope Tawadros. I was with him in a visit in New Jersey last week, and he sent his greet to all the people in the congregation of St. Mary Church in Ottawa.